Good morning. This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today's Wednesday, April 17th, 2019, and the time is 8:05. Members present today are Representative Hopkins, Co-Chair Representative Drummond, Representative Rivak, and Representative Tuck. We have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Selman Holland. Doug Bridges is our LIO moderator, assisting with tech and teleconferencing support. Thank you both. Today, we have one item on the agenda, House Bill 128, relating to National Board Certification for Public School Teachers. This is the first hearing on this bill. I'd like to recognize staff from the Department of Education and Early Development who are here in the audience to answer questions on the bill. Tamara Van Wy, Director of Educator and School Excellence, and Sandra Meredith, Teacher Certificate Administrator. Thank you for being here. Now here present to talk about the bill is staff to Representative Christ Tompkins, who couldn't be with us today, but John Scanlon is here. Welcome, and please come forward and proceed with your presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, my name is John Scanlon, staff to Rep. Christ Tompkins. Rep. Christ Tompkins is on his way back to Juneau from a family event, so we appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to present House Bill 128 today. House Bill 128 is a new bill, and it's the product of nearly a year's worth of conversations that Rep. Christ Tompkins has had with education leaders across Alaska, such as superintendents, educators, advocates in the department, about how we can best elevate the prestige of the teaching profession in Alaska in a way that's most effective and also cost neutral. As these conversations progressed, Rep. Christ Tompkins continued to home in on national board certification. And as a result, that's the crux of our bill, House Bill 128. For those who might be unfamiliar, national board certification is recognized in Alaska and across the country as the gold standard of professional development for educators. Pursuing national board certification is voluntary and goes beyond the licensure requirements to teach in Alaska. Candidates undergo a rigorous certification process. This certification is truly hard-earned. The results are impressive. A compelling body of research indicates that students of National Board Certified Teachers have better academic outcomes, and that National Board Certified Teachers, or NBCTs for short, often serve as leaders in their schools and districts, cite improved classroom practices as a result of undertaking and progressing through the National Board Certification process, and NBCTs often have a higher rate of retention than their peers. National Board Certification is an accomplishment and is widely considered an indicator of teacher excellence. Now back to House Bill 28, which again aims to elevate the prestige of and respect for the teaching profession in Alaska. The bill has two components. For the first component, under House Bill 128, each public school shall display in a prominent location the name of each National Board Certified teacher who teaches in that school. By displaying the names of National Board Certified teachers prominently in the school, the value of these National Board Certified teachers would be imparted upon or communicated to both the school community and the surrounding community. Schools would be celebrating the accomplishments of their National Board Certified teachers, and there would be a proverbial halo created around this impactful certification. House Bill 128 provides for this specific mechanism because there would be very little, if any, administrative burden or cost burden placed on school districts and schools, and there would be no cost to the state. There's a zero fiscal note. For the second component, House Bill 128 includes the goal of the legislature that by the year 2025, at least 4% of public school teachers in Alaska will have achieved National Board certification. At present, there are 193 National Board certified teachers in Alaska, which means about 2.5% of teachers in Alaska are National Board certified. If achieved, we believe that the goal of 4% provided for in House Bill 128 is entirely attainable, and the number of NBCTs in Alaska's public schools would be nearly doubled by the year 2025 in just 5.5 years. In conclusion, the passage of House Bill 128 would represent a commitment from the legislature to elevating the prestige of the teaching profession in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you. Do members have any questions?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Scanlon. This is really exciting. I have met many National Board certified teachers in my career as a school board member, and I think this is a wonderful way to recognize them. What does it cost the teacher to become board certified? I know you explained that that this bill would generate no cost to the district or to the state.
Yeah, the total cost of the certification is $1,900. There are four components of the certification, and each component is $475.
Follow-up?
Yes.
And that board certification is good for how long?
I believe the certification is good for 5 years.
So the follow-up?
Yes.
So at the end of 5 years, if the teacher wants to retain that certification, he or she has to go through the process again and spend the same money again.
I don't know about the cost for renewal, and I can follow up with that. Mm-hmm. What I do know is that the renewal process is rigorous as well, but as opposed to other certifications or renewals of certifications for different professional areas, this one requires that someone pursuing a renewal of their certification still be a classroom teacher.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Could you go over the process? I know you have it highlighted in the attached materials, but I would appreciate it if you reviewed the process.
Chair Story, at a high level, the process can be completed in 1 year, but teachers have up to 5 years, depending on the constraints of their schedule. And the process is largely completed online. There are one or a few instances in which teachers need to go to a testing center, and there are a handful of testing centers in Alaska. They're located throughout the state in which to do some in-person component of the certification. And there are four components of the certification process. Their official names are content, knowledge, and pedagogical practices, differentiation and instruction, which focuses on tailoring instruction to different types of students based on how they learn when they're all in the same classroom. There's a component called improving teaching practice and classroom environment. And as part of this component, educators film themselves teaching over a series of time and then rewatch it with sort of also, I believe, additional guidance from the National Board. And as has been relayed to our office, that's a really effective way for teachers to sort of both monitor their own teaching style and their classroom environment and identify ways that they can meaningfully improve that, sort of how they interact with their students and lead the classroom. And the fourth component is called effective and reflective practitioner. So it helps to cultivate sort of habitual reflection on how one is leading a classroom or leading their classroom practices throughout the school year going forward. So that's how the certification works at a high level, and I would be happy to provide more written information about that if that would be helpful.
Thank you. How many hours would you say in general this would take?
Chair Story, I don't know the answer to that offhand, but I can follow up.
Yes, and one thing that concerns me is that there is no fiscal note for this. And why I say that is I know teachers have a variety of incomes, and it takes time. I know some teachers in the summer are working hard, and without having some incentive, I would think people who have more means, it would be easier to do this than those teachers who do not. I am wondering if you're aware, and this might be a question for Deed, if school districts, some school districts, in their budget do match or help teachers get their certifications? Is there any money within the DEED budget that could help towards this? Because it does seem, you know, very worthwhile. I just know that time and cost is easier for some to accommodate than others.
Chair Story, I would refer those specific questions to DEED, but I would make a few notes. We recognize that cost is a significant barrier to national board certification. That's something that came up in our conversations. The last time, as I understand it, that there was a subsidy available administered through the department was the 2012-2013 cycle. There was a federal grant. Our office is actively working on identifying ways through either state or non-state funding through a bill or some other sort of mechanism that could either help offset the cost of this certification. That's something that we're still working on. We believe that House Bill 128 offers a meaningful first step in that direction and would represent a commitment from the legislature that could help pave the way for a subsidy or some sort of other, some sort of other mechanism to helping to address that cost barrier that you spoke to.
Are you aware of why the federal government did have some funds in 2012-2013 towards this?
Sure story, I am not, but the department might be able to speak to that.
Yes, does anyone from the department have any answers to those questions? Please come forward. Good morning. Please introduce yourself for the record.
Good morning. Sandra Meredith, Administrator for Teacher Education and Certification. To the question about funding that came through our federal resources, I believe around the reauthorization of ESEA, there was a reprioritization of things at the national level. And those funds were no longer forwarded to the national board organization that then passed them on to us to support our teachers here in Alaska. Was there another question? Concerning additional incentives that districts at the district level. I believe there are some stipends that are available and maybe additional bonuses in a couple of our larger districts, but I don't believe that is consistent across all of our 54 districts at this time.
Has DEED ever given funding for teachers in the past or present to pursue this?
Only through the pass-through funding that we received from the federal government through the National Board organization itself. So the way the program worked is that they provided us with, I believe, anywhere between 10 and 15 stipends that we could then, we collected applications and awarded through a prioritization for Title I schools to teachers that applied for the stipend.
And do you know what the renewal costs are for this?
I am not aware of that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The stipend, was that a full stipend for the full fees, or what was this, how much was the stipend, roughly?
I believe it handled about half of the cost.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you. And this might be a IRS question, not for you. Do you know if that $1,900 is deductible off of someone's taxes still under the new tax law? Might have been before, but
I am not aware of that.
I'll contact the IRS. Thanks.
Thank you. We will now turn to invited testimony on House Bill 128. First, I would like to go to Tim Parker, I believe, president of NEA Alaska. Good morning. Please identify yourself and your affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Tim Parker. I'm the president of NEA Alaska and a high school English teacher from Fairbanks. And I'm happy to be here this morning to talk about HB 128 and our support for that. I'm sure many of you heard me talk about student learning and how much we love that as teachers. This really couldn't have a better bill for that, that in some ways, or a better subject for a bill than to talk about National Board Certification. As teachers, we love how much learning happens in classrooms every day. And if you are National Board Certified, the chances of learning happening in your classroom go up quite a bit, and because you've spent at least a year focusing intently on how to make that happen in even better ways. And so this is a pretty easy one to be in support of. I would draw your attention to a bill that was introduced last year that hasn't been introduced this year, a Senate bill from Bill Wilikowski, Senate Bill 188 from last year. Tried to do some of the same kind of things that this was doing, but it went after something that we think is even more important, which is to fund it. And you had some questions on funding of how you fund this particular item. I can tell you as educators and teachers especially, our salaries are not all that high, and funding for this particular item is challenging. It costs roughly $5,000 to roughly $2,000 to obtain this particular certification, and it comes in four different sections, and they cost about $500 each. The process has become extended a little bit, so it used to all have to be done in 1 year. The history, if you look back 20 years ago, it was like a one-year, very intensive process. Now it can be spread out over the course of 5 years, but it does cost $500 per component, and there are four components. We should talk before we talk about price. It's easy to get lost in the price parts of it, but let's talk about what it is and what it does, because I think that's the most exciting part of this entire bill. This certification process allows you to dig into your practice in ways that there is no other professional development that we engage in that's quite this intensive and quite this focused. I believe there's 18 different titles for your National Board Certification that pretty much span all the different types of certifications that we have. So I'm an English language arts teacher, so there's a secondary English language arts one that I have started work on. I have not completed it, but there's ones in music, math, all the different subjects, it's open to every single one of your teachers in this state, which makes it that's a good way to approach it. And it lets you focus intently on your content, and you really do focus on student learning. I mean, you hear me talk about that a lot. Guess where I got it from? National boards. It's right there. It's the focus of every lesson and everything you do in classrooms. And your job during that process of completing those four components, which were explained in the previous testimony, is to prove that student learning can happen. You take a test. There's one portion where you go somewhere and you take an actual test for content knowledge. There's one where you video your own practice to demonstrate that. And then there's two other components where you're really analyzing and reflecting on how you're making it happen with the particular lessons that you do in your classroom. It's intense. And just like any rigorous evaluation of how you're doing as a professional, it's not easy. However, it is attainable, and it is something that people are very interested in doing. NEA Alaska does offer some training programs for this. We call them Jumpstart, and we've been offering them once a year with some of our best National Board Certified teachers for the last decade. Those trainings, we open them up to members, and they take about a week, and we usually do them in Anchorage. We also offer some smaller versions that happen in individual locals that we've done over the years. The net result, though, is not a very large number. The number 193 was mentioned earlier. That's the total number of National Board Certified teachers registered by state, and they're pretty easy to find on the National Board website. But that's a comprehensive list of people who are in classrooms and people who may have retired or moved on. So the actual number of teachers in classrooms with kids today in Alaska is not 193. It would be a lower number. and it also, I believe, includes people who have whose certification has expired. So it's a comprehensive list, but not doesn't completely tell you what's going on in classrooms. So the number is unfortunately a little bit lower. We would love to see. I like the idea of going from 2.5% to 4%. I think the number should be even higher than that. The number it should be upwards of 10 to 20%. Just to, as a illustration, Washington State, our neighbor, our closest neighbors in state worlds, they changed the way that they were offering National Board about 15 years ago and started offering $5,000 per year to every teacher who attained National Board certification. Actually, I think the specific number was 5397. I'm not sure why they chose that. But then they did one other piece that I think you should consider, or at least think about, is they offered an additional $5,000, so now we're over $10,000 per year additional if you teach in a high needs or Title I school. That is a way of approaching equity that makes complete sense. The number of teachers in Washington State, they have approximately 54,000 teachers, of which over 10,000 are National Board certified. So you're talking 1 in 5. That would be wonderful. That was what the case was here. We're not close. Wish we were. We have approximately 8,000 teachers in the state of Alaska. And 193, maybe, on National Board certified teachers. It's not the number we would like. I think that number should be, if we had 1,000 National Board certified teachers in the state, that would be something that I think we could be proud of. But it's going to take some help. Individual districts do help somewhat with the cost. The larger districts have some funding mechanisms where you can earn an additional $2,000 per year. That's in Fairbanks and Anchorage. And that money is helpful, but like I said, it costs $2,000 and you have to renew after 5 years. The renewal fee is $1,250. So you can see the money that you're spending on it and the intense amount of time that you're spending on it is, unfortunately, it's just not very much of an incentive. People look at it and they say to themselves, that's a lot of work. And there's only a little bit of compensation that's attached to that. It must not be a very high priority for our state. I mean, honestly, that's the evaluation that too many teachers do, even though it's great, great training. I think I'll stop there because I could go on forever on this, but if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions I can on this and let you know what NEA Alaska is doing.
Thank you, and I would like the record to show that Representative Zilkowski has joined us. Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Tim, for addressing us today. Some really interesting information. What, did you say that it was Washington who offered $5,397 to teachers who achieved certification and then added $5,000 to those who taught to attract them to teach in Title I schools?
Through the chair, Representative, that is accurate. Their state put one of the biggest pushes on equity. And what they saw was that teachers were moving from some of the schools that maybe they would normally have stayed their entire careers to some of our hard-to-reach schools. Mm-hmm. And that movement, that migration of teachers is, I think, has done amazing things for their state from what I've heard from my colleagues there.
Right. Follow-up, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
And is that are those one-time awards, or are they continuing year after year?
Yeah, through the chair, Representative Drummond, they are continuing every year. So that's
wow.
$10,000
wow.
per year
wow.
to do that. I mean, that's a big incentive because
wow.
the average salary for teachers is, you know, in the $60,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a more than 10% increase in salary to not only attain that but to teach in a high needs area.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Parker. You were talking about how it's self-reflective, the rigorous certification process. It's not just sitting in a classroom or reading some textbooks or taking some online classes. Can you talk about why that self-reflection on the teacher's practice is so important as a part of becoming a better educator in this effort?
Yeah, thank you. Through the chair, Representative Hopkins. The self-reflective nature, I'm glad you isolated in on that part, is so key to how you do a lot of these difficult professional jobs well. You have to think about your practice and you have to try to improve your practice. The national boards keys off of what they call five propositions. And they are they really zone in on how we try to focus on being great practitioners. And I'll just briefly share them. Proposition one, teachers are committed to students and their learning. So there's a commitment area. Proposition two, teachers know the subjects they teach and how to teach those subjects to students. It's content knowledge. Proposition three, teachers are responsible for managing and monitoring student learning. Classroom management's a big part. Proposition four, teachers think systematically about their practice and learn from experience. That would be the most probably self-reflective part of it. And proposition five, teachers are members of learning communities, so they work well with others, because you can't do it in your own little silo of isolation. So those five drive the entire process, and you're constantly thinking about those five, applying them to every area of your practice, looking for, you know, the best ways that you can make that student learning thing happen in your classrooms.
And our Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Parker, for your testimony. There was a time, I think, in Alaska where I think the Department of Education or Development were videotaping teachers in their classroom settings. Whatever happened to that program?
Through the chair, Representative Tuck. I'm sure our friends from DEED, we could probably expand on some of the specifics of the dates when that started and stopped, and maybe some of the more particular reasons why. But from a teacher standpoint, yes, there were some videotapes for certification for a while, and there were people who were hired to review tapes. I don't think it was necessarily a bad idea in general, because videotaping yourself doing what you're doing is a good thing. But my recollection is that we had attached some pretty high stakes to it, like you wouldn't get your certification again if the video didn't show certain things. And it became a little complicated, and I'm not sure exactly why it was withdrawn, but it ended up being removed from our practice as an entire state for everyone. That's a lot. I think this practice, which has a videotape component, is considered a much stronger practice. You submit the videotape, you get some feedback on it, you can resubmit it if the tape isn't where it needs to be, so you have some time to get it right. I think we were doing a lot of videotaping back then, and it just seemed like we were maybe overwhelming the system in attempting to analyze our practice that way.
Thank you very much.
The Jumpstart program that you do once a year, it sounds like. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Also, I'd like to know, has NEA considered like a match or for funding, encouraging teachers to get their National Board certification?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, two parts to that. The considering of the match, the second part, we have, and often we've also considered loans to people to be able to pay that back. You know, it costs $2,000 to go through that process, so we've considered a match and we've considered loans, and it's a challenge. Money we don't have a lot of it necessarily, so it's tough to. We would love to fund it if we could. But we don't have a program currently for that. But the Jumpstart, which is what we do, is the big one that we do once a year, tends to happen at the end of the school year. And we do it in Anchorage, and it's open to all members, and we fly them into Anchorage. We house them and feed them for a week, and they spend that week with National Board Certified teachers. Tara Bivens has led it for the last 10 years. She's a nationally board certified middle school math teacher in Anchorage. She's fantastic. She knows the process inside and out. I took the class from her 4 years ago. You spend the time going over the process, working in small groups. And honestly, I would like to see that program grow. We traditionally have had between 20 and 30 people per year participate in that. My thought is if we need to double, triple, quadruple the number of people doing that. It takes their own time and effort to, they have to budget their time to come there for a week to do that. But we do put it after the school year so that it can, so it doesn't interfere with regular classes. We've done an occasional one. We did one here in Juneau that was done on, I believe it was on two different weekends where teachers came in and did that, and that was held over at Juneau Douglas. And I think we're open to doing a lot more of it if we could do it. I tell you, if you guys do an actual financial incentive, anything like Washington State, we will have to do something like that in order to meet the demand, because mm-hmm. people will be coming out of the woodwork wanting mm-hmm. to achieve that certification.
For the renewal, you said it would cost $1,250. Do you know how much time and process is involved with that, too?
My understanding, thank you, Chair, my understanding is that it is not as intensive as the original four, but it is still rigorous. I can't recall. I did read this at one time, but I believe you had to do one or two of the components. You don't have to do all four of the components again. Perhaps one of our colleagues from DEED will know. I know Tammy Van Wy is here, and she is on the list of the National Board Certified Teachers in the state, so she might know that. I don't know. Throw it out for a lifeline out there.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Parker? Thank you, and thank you, too, for all that. Please pass on from our committee thanks to all the teachers in the state. We know they work very hard and are dedicated to their practice and their students. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Story. Appreciate it.
Sure. And then that was an invitation to Tamara Y if she wanted to make any comments about the questions that were asked.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Tamara Van Wy. I'm the Director of Educator and School Excellence at the Department of Education and Early Development. I am a National Board Certified Teacher. When I was teaching at Kenny Lake School in the Copper River School District, I went through the process. Even though I haven't been in the classroom now for many years, I still claim to be a National Board Certified Teacher. It's one of the things in my career that I'm most proud of having achieved. Currently teachers who move to another role and are no longer in the classroom, educators who move out of the classroom, are eligible for renewal. Previously, that was not the case. If you left the classroom, you were done. You couldn't renew your mm-hmm. NBCT status. That has changed now. If someone moves into a role as, say, a principal or some other kind of education role, Department of Education, they can borrow a classroom, they can work with another educator so that they can access students basically and programming to renew their certification. They don't go through the full certification process with all four of the areas being covered, all four of those portfolio entries, but there is a modified process at about half the cost.
Does the department keep track of how many National Board certified teachers that we have?
Representative Story, yes. Sandra Meredith and the teacher certification team have a pretty amazing and very deep database, and they do have that information. They know the teacher or the educators in the state of Alaska who are nationally board certified, exactly where they are and if they're still in the classroom. Mrs. Meredith just mentioned to me at the beginning of this hearing that I think she said there are 58 National Board Certified educators who are currently in the classroom. Of those, about 193 or 199. So the rest have either retired or moved into other positions outside of the classroom.
That's good to know, because if we're reaching a goal 4%, we're really not starting at 2.5% right now, is what you're telling me.
That's correct.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you. Did you say 56, 53? What was that number you said in the classroom?
Chair, 58.
58, thank you. And then who is the national board, and can you describe who administers this this certificate, this credential?
Sure. Through the chair, Representative Hopkins, I should have done a little bit more research in preparation for that one. The National Board of Professional Teaching Standards is, I would liken it to something like the Council of Chief State School Officers, the CCSSO, or like NEA Alaska. I'm not NEA Alaska, although it's as significant as a national organization in some ways, but it's a national organization. It's a body that comes together to focus on one particular interest, and in this case, it is teacher excellence. On the National Board website, you can see that there's an executive director. There are board members representing different entities from across the country, some universities, some K-12, some from the public sector. I believe there are even some legislators who serve on the National Board.
Wonderful. And we'll follow up. It's completely transferable through state to state.
Through the chair, yes. Representative Hopkins, the National Board certification is recognized in every state. It is a national certification. The way state certification offices treat it, I know, varies from state to state, but it's recognized everywhere. As an educator myself, regardless of where I go and the circles that I interact with, if you have National Board certification, it doesn't matter if you're talking with a colleague from, you know, Ohio or Florida or Minnesota. Everyone knows what National Board certification is, and there are teachers in all of the states who have earned it.
Thank you. And a quick follow-up.
Go ahead.
The speaker, or Mr. Scanlon, who presented the bill, said that it helps teacher retention as well, which is something critical up here. Have you seen that at Deed? Do you track that at all? Do you have any anecdotes about how that does support teacher retention here in Alaska?
Through the chair, Representative Hopkins, I have only been at Deed since January, so I don't have deep knowledge of some of the data. Anecdotally, though, I can say that educators who pursue National Board certification tend to be kind of at the top of their game, where they're teachers who are kind of movers and shakers, and they're very invested in their profession, which is why they pursue National Boards. Part of the Alaska Education Challenge looked at teacher attraction and retention in the state of Alaska. And Mr. Parker was actually on the committee that was focusing on teacher excellence. And National Board certification was one of the things, one of the recommendations that came up in the Alaska Education Challenge as being a way to retain teachers, a way to encourage teachers to stay in the classroom and stay in the profession. So whether or not it keeps teachers in the classroom long term is difficult to answer, because if you look at the statistics in the state of Alaska, 193 approximately nationally board certified educators, but if only about 58 of them are currently in the classroom, the folks who pursue that certification tend to be on kind of a leadership track. They're teacher leaders already, mm-hmm. So they often will leave the classroom. As an incentive to keep people in the classroom, I do think there could be some real power in a program that emphasizes, like in the state of Washington, really encouraging people in high-need schools to pursue National Board Cert.
Thank you.
I'd like to recognize that Representative Johnson has joined us. Thank you.
And Chair.
Representative Drummond.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Van Wy. It's really refreshing to be talking about something other than cutting budgets and all of that stuff, and this is really demonstrating to this committee how important it is to support our teachers financially, as well as emotionally and professionally. And this is, I think, I'm really excited about this. And for those on the committee who don't recall, Ms. Van Wy is on our list of appointees today to the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. So thank you very much.
I was wondering if the State Board of Education and Early Development has talked about this particular National Board certification, and if there are any incentives they would like to see with this program, if they've talked about adding it to the budget at any time, some funds for that to present to the legislature here.
Well, Representative Story, I won't speak for the State Board. But I can tell you that the Alaska Education Challenge is really the work of the State Board of Education. It was part of their strategic planning process and spearheaded by Commissioner Johnson. And there was a lot of conversation around National Board certification during those many, many committee meetings during the Education Challenge process. And I know just based on those conversations, the State Board does recognize the importance of National Board certification. I am not aware of any conversations on the State Board that have related to financial incentives or supporting certification and you know, in a formal way through legislation that may be spearheaded by the state board. We do have Title IIA funds available to schools, and those are for professional development. And districts have some leeway in how they can spend their own district-specific Title IIA funds, and that's one way that a district could choose to support, you know, or incentivize National Board Cert among their own staff.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you. We are now going. We have another person who's going to is in part of embedded testimony today. And next, we'll hear from Norm Wooten, Executive Director of the Association of Alaska School Boards. Welcome. Good morning. Please introduce yourself and go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name for the record, my name is Norm Wooten. I'm the Executive Director of the Association of Alaska School Boards. AASB has submitted a letter of support for HB 128, so I'm going to be brief in my testimony this morning to you. Let me say that first, my colleague from the Alaska Council of School Administrators, Dr. Lisa Parody, and myself have had many conversations about this very, very topic, and we are in alignment in our support for this proposal. First of all, a highly qualified classroom teacher is, the research shows, is the most effective way to ensure high student achievement. That teacher must do a number of things. They must use data to determine the needs of every student. They have to engage every student in the classroom instruction. They have to personalize instruction for every single student in every classroom. And they have to be nimble enough to alter their instruction at a moment's notice to respond to student interest about various topics. Responding to the needs of five or six periods of students each day takes a truly remarkable teacher. It is our belief that the rigorous standards of National Board Certification are the enablers needed to be most successful in today's classroom. The five core propositions required of a National Board Certified teacher truly embody the definition of a teacher prepared to meet the challenges of the classroom. I won't repeat those five core propositions. Mr. Parker has already shared those with you, so I won't repeat those. Secondly, Alaska's recruitment and retention of teachers is a serious problem in every district, urban and rural, throughout the state of Alaska. The profession of teaching seems to have lost much of its respect in the eyes of the general public. Fewer people are entering the teaching profession and remaining in the teaching profession. It's our belief that National Board Certification is one way to restore some of the prestige in the teaching profession. Rigorous, high-level certifications in any profession create pride to the employee and recognition from the public that they serve. Teaching is no exception. Public recognition of mastering the teaching profession to benefit students, we believe, will help elevate their respect for teachers. A National Board Certified teacher will serve as a mentor to other teachers and inspire more young people to enter the teaching ranks and positively affect the education in our state. It's our belief. We encourage your favorable consideration of HB 128. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do committee members have any questions for Mr. Wooten? Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Norm, so much for coming. I need the committee to know that when I became a board member in 1994, Norm had already been at it for years in Kodiak. So this man is really committed to our students and our teachers in this state. You said something about teaching to the needs of every student in a teacher's classroom. talk to us a little bit about what happens when we cut budgets and increase the number of students in every teacher's classroom in the state.
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, thank you for that question. It's a teacher, a classroom teacher, who is teaching 5 to 6 classroom periods a day with anywhere, you know, depending on the pupil-teacher ratio, may have anywhere, depending on the size of the school, you know, 10 to 15 students, up to 30 students, you know, in a larger setting. If you increase that number to have more students for the classroom, just it's a simple math problem. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that increased number of students? How possibly can you look at every one of those young people sitting in the classroom looking at you, and every one of them has a different need, okay, that has to be approached a little differently, and it just becomes an insurmountable task for a teacher to accomplish that. And so then what happens is that we euphemistically refer to as kids falling through the cracks. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's an acceptable practice for kids to fall through the cracks. I know I would have been highly upset if one of my daughters would have been labeled as falling through the cracks.
Thank you.
I was wondering if in any recent history or time past, and I was trying to remember, if the ASB board or the staff has talked about reaching out to our industry partners about possibly through an incentive with tax credits, investing in sort of a bank where teachers could apply for something like the National Board Certification to help teachers towards that goal.
Thank you, Chair Story. We have begun looking at the tax credit law that's currently on the statute that's currently on the books, and seeing if we can't encourage more entities to take advantage of that as we go forward. And I will make a note of that. That's certainly a good idea. We have never specifically talked about doing that to set aside a bank, if you would, to draw on for National Board Certification. But that's an interesting concept, and one that I think we will I'll share with my board of directors.
And please pass along to them again, the committee and all school board members across the state. We know how their citizens are coming forward. They want high quality teachers and are looking for investments in that, and thank you for your work.
Well, Chair Story, thank you for the work of the committee and the support that you give to education as well, each one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now open to public testimony on House Bill 128, and I see that in the room we have Bill Murray from Juneau.
It's actually Ben Murray.
Oh, Ben Murray. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Ben. Please come to the table and identify yourself for the record.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm a substitute teacher here in Juneau, and the comment I came here with today is actually more directly related to certification for licensure by deed. So it may not be related to this bill. If you'll give me the opportunity to make my comment anyway, I would appreciate it.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I've been a substitute teacher for 3 years now. I particularly like high school math classes. I have a 4-year bachelor's of science in computer engineering, and I've been recognized by many staff and administrators, teachers in Anchorage and here where I've been substituting as a highly effective teacher in the classroom for the subject matter that I'm particularly good at, though I also have experience in all classrooms, K through 12, and special education classrooms, having spent 2,000 to 3,000 hours in the teacher role over the past 3 years. And within the certification structure established by DEED, I'm not a certified teacher. I'm not qualified to be a math teacher. Because of the rules set forth by them, I have not completed a teacher preparation program as part of my 4-year education. Post-secondary education did not include those teacher preparation courses. And so the most direct method for me to become a certified teacher at this point is the master's program at UAS, costing me about $25,000, and 1 year in the classroom shadowing teachers where I have been teaching already for 3 years. forgoing any pay during that 1 year time. So I'm currently making a salary to act as teacher in those classrooms, and as part of their program, I would spend the year observing the teacher teach with no pay and actually sending them payment of $25,000 to assume the job that I believe I've actually qualified myself to do through practice. And so what I'm getting at is I would like to see a proposal forward that offers alternate routes to teacher certification by training of staff under supervision of administrators within the school districts, where teachers are already acting as, student teachers are acting as pupils of the teachers within the school. They're already there, except they're having to pay tuition to the university system and forgo any pay. So I think we could address some of the staffing issues for support staff and substitutes by offering them a path forward to be work their way up into a more credentialed role as a teacher, and then assuming other, which to me seem cost-effective opportunities, like a $2,000 national recognition of highly qualified teaching versus what I'm asked to do now to get to that opportunity to act as a teacher.
Thank you, Mr. Murray, for your testimony.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify on House Bill 128? Yes, Dr. Parody, please come forward and introduce yourself.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Lisa Skiles Parody. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Council of School Administrators, representing the Alaska Superintendents Association, elementary and secondary principals, school business officials, and the host of school administrators that serve our students across the state every day. And it is my pleasure to be here, somewhat in my capacity, but also with regard to what Director Van Wy brought up earlier around the education challenge. Commissioner Johnson, the State Board asked me to chair the Education Excellence Committee under the umbrella of the Alaska Education Challenge, and it was my pleasure to do so. We had a wide-ranging cross-section of amazing educators from across Alaska representing every facet of education, as well as parents, homeschooling families. I mean, it was a great cross-section, and of course, as you recall, we were charged to come up with transformative ideas, and we divided our committee into subcommittees because there were so many exciting ideas we needed to drill down on at greater length. So we ended up having a recruitment and continuous improvement subcommittee, which was chaired by Tam Augustus Giesler, and who did an outstanding job for us. And of all the ideas that came forward from that committee, the transformational idea was to develop a comprehensive statewide salary incentive for the National Board certification process. And so I think that speaks to how important this really is. We spent weeks on, you know, narrowing to what would make the biggest difference for student achievement in Alaska, and that subcommittee brought forward to the full committee this idea. And so I just want to reinforce what Director Van Wy said, that you know, this did come forward, and it manifested, I think I'm going to talk just a tiny bit about some of that rationale, because I think it's important, it's come forward in Education Challenge in a way that mirrors our joint position statements almost identically with regard to preparing, attracting, and retaining qualified educators. And you've heard from the joint position statements all session, but I'll quickly remind us that our position is retaining effective educators and leaders is essential to closing achievement gaps and increasing student performance in all subjects across all grade levels. ACSA strongly encourages the development of comprehensive statewide programs to prepare, attract, and retain high-quality educators and professionals, and ACSA further recommends strengthening statewide and national recruiting efforts. Well, this is a position held by our members, worked on and voted on by all of them, that that really has come forward in the Alaska Challenge as one of its pillars as well. And this recommendation for the National Board Certified and this bill, I think, completely support that. And I want to just reinforce some of what Mr. Parker said about Washington. Some of the research that Tam Augustus-Giesler did was speak to the professionals in Washington, and here's some of the takeaways from that discussion, and I think they're powerful. Connecting state policy to retention of teachers is key. Teachers who earn National Board Certification are likely to be active participants in their school communities. Offering an incentive to keep these teachers in our state certainly encourages them to stay and contribute to improvement of education for Alaska students. This is probably obvious, but the number of National Board Certified teachers in Washington State increased at dramatic rates since the bonuses were put in place. Mm-hmm. Building capacity of National Board Certified teachers across the state created a stable and forward-moving environment for the continual improvement of teaching and learning. As the number of National Board Certified teachers increased, student improvement increased, and more National Board Certified teachers were involved in the rollout work and the initiatives. Concentrations, and I thought this was really powerful, concentrations of nationally board certified teachers in a school and district meant that the students would be okay, even in environments of lots of change and other maybe more negative considerations going on around them. Prior to the additional national board bonuses for teaching in a high need school, about 9% of Washington teachers in these schools were board certified. Currently, about 35% of teachers in high-needs schools are board certified, which I think is powerful given all the research that's been presented by Mr. Parker and others. The initial goal of providing additional stipend to National Board Certified teachers in high-needs schools was to attract National Board Certified teachers to those schools. However, an additional outcome was that teachers already working in these schools created a grow-your-own kind of environment mm-hmm. for National mm-hmm. Board Certification. They wanted to stay in those schools, and they started to empower each other to, you know, say, we can do mm-hmm. this and have that kind of cohort mentality of support. Really powerful. So there's a lot of information that I will forward the committee from the work that our committee did. I've got charts and graphs and everything you would want to see around this mm-hmm. effort in Washington. And I know nobody cares how you did it back home, but I would like to promote that Wyoming has an outstanding National Board Certified model as well. When I was in the governor's office as the senior policy person for education and then as the deputy for the Department of Education, we worked closely with the foundation. And I think it goes to what you said, Co-Chairman Story. We reached out to what's called the L. Bogan Foundation. It's the John P. L. Bogan Thanks. Foundation, which would be in some ways comparable to our Rasmussen Foundation in Alaska. And they really embraced this and have grown their nationally board certified teachers by helping with those costs, by creating cohorts of folks around them. And I just think there are some great models out there that as a state we can start to look at and learn from and really get behind our teachers who want to go this route. We know it's a proven successful way to go, and we support this effort. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Question, Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much, Lisa, for all this great information. Did you say that 35% of the teachers in Washington are in some of these high-needs districts? Your statistics just flew right past me, too fast for my fingers.
Madam Co-Chairman. let me pull that part up because this is from Ms. Augustus-Giesler, and it said prior to the bonuses, because they have a bonus schedule, in high-need schools, about 9% of Washington teachers in these schools were board-certified. Currently, about 35% of teachers in high-need schools are board-certified.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she said in her comments. Wow.
No kidding. Madam Chair, could we please have a copy of your testimony? If you can put it together, that would be awesome. Because you've got some great statistics for us.
Madam Co-Chairman and Madam Co-Chair, I will definitely pull something together.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your testimony, and please pass along our thanks to everyone that you work with for what they do for students every day. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, we will close public testimony at this time. This bill has a zero fiscal note, and it seems like it would be much more effective if we did put some money towards this effort, or if we found some way, some partners, something to help, because I know we're all having teachers rewarded and as effective as possible is certainly a goal of everyone here. And there's different ways to do this. I've noted that in the bill, one of their incentives was to have their teachers recognized visually by when you enter the school, you know who is a National Board Certified Teacher. So I appreciate that there are some efforts in this bill. And I think that probably right now your fiscal note recognizes some budget concerns right now. So thank you for that. And thank you to everyone for thoughtful testimony and questions today. It's in the intention of the co-chairs to hold this bill and bring it back up at a future meeting. If there are no further questions or comments, our next House Education meeting will be on Monday, April 22nd at 8 a.m. And with that, we are adjourned at 9:07.